This is your Northwest Report for Tuesday, February 14th. I'm David Sparks, and several factors will come into play in 2017 that will determine the direction of land values. Randy Dicute, Senior Vice President of Real Estate Operations for Farmer National Company, said that in the past 3 years, agricultural landowners in many regions across the country have seen a decline in profits, which also pushed the land values lower. But as for the Northwest?
Idaho, Washington, and Oregon. Our local farm manager based in Idaho, past experience as an appraiser. So he works in the land values all the time and has for years. He's calling that market pretty steady, as is the Washington Columbia River Basin land. A little different set of supply and demand going on, different commodities somewhat that they produce, especially in the Columbia River Valley. Different investor interest has supported land values. Demand and supply, what's on the market for sale, is very low. So that low supply and good demand keeps that price.
That's good to hear for people in the Northwest.
Yes.
So farmland values follow net farm income.
Yeah. Overall, USDA just came out. I can't tell you exact numbers, but they're projecting for 2017 to be down another 9%.
Elsewhere, MyNorthwest.com is reporting that for the first time in a while, we're hearing about refugees trying to leave the United States instead of entering. People from Mexico are heading back to their country of origin, and refugees are fleeing to the Canadian border. That's your Northwest Report. This is David Sparks. Visit our website, aginfo.net.